PR News, I'm Joanne Allen. Inmates at the El Paso County Jail were not routinely given masks to stop coronavirus spread until last week. The jail has the second largest outbreak of COVID cases. Officials say inmates were only given masks when moving around the jail, going to court, or when recommended by medical staff. Authorities say the jail initially had a limited supply of suitable face coverings. Pueblo's 10 to 5 a.m. curfew will continue for another 2 weeks. The city has issued about a dozen citations, but Mayor Nick Grandisar says it's too early to see results reflected in COVID case numbers.
If they were high enough to justify the curfew, they certainly were high enough to justify the extension of the curfew.
Pueblo County is implementing more limits on allowable capacity on Saturday. The Colorado Symphony is canceling performances through May 30th of next year because of COVID-19. Refunds and other options are available to current ticket holders. The Symphony also announced a new on-demand streaming service that will launch in December to keep fans company for now. More state parks are requiring visitors without a vehicle to pay an entry fee. Last year, Colorado Parks and Wildlife started requiring the day pass at 16 parks. Now, individual hikers and bikers must pay $4 to enter any of the more than 30 state parks. Clear skies across Colorado, 20 degrees in Vail. This is CPR News.